Good evening and welcome to the Stratford Culleton's True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterlein. In our last program, we left you in the 1989-90 OHA semifinal playoff series between the Stratford Culletons and the Chatham Micmacs. It was Game 7 heading into double overtime. And now to set up that series for you and the winning goal is the guy who scored it, former Stratford Culleton, Mike McLeod.
They had a big team. Geez, they were really big. It was a really good series. Like, it was great hockey, fights. It had everything. Like, not stupid stuff. It was good hockey, and it was tough hockey. So the seventh game rolls around, and nervous. Like, everyone, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock game, everyone's down at the rink at, like, 5 o'clock. Like, you just, you know, the butterflies. We had Jamie Petrie. He was notorious for throwing up when he gets nervous. So he'd be throwing up before the games, in between periods. It was amazing you'd have the strength to go out and play as much as he did when you're like that, eh? But all game long, it was just back and forth, back and forth. So first overtime, everyone's all tightened up in the dressing room, you know, we got to do this, we got to do this, you know. Went out, hung on for the first overtime. I thought they outplayed us a little bit, but, you know, we got a second chance at it in the second overtime. And it was funny, it was on a line change. I was out with Chris McDonald, he was my centerman at the time. All it was, Chatham was breaking out, and then they coughed the puck up in the neutral zone. All it was a transition, and I had circled in the neutral zone on the transition to come back. He fed me the pass, and like I said, there was a line change, and Pye come off. So we had like a partial two-on-one, but he was back in the play a little bit. And I stepped over the blue line, and goaltender was Mike Fountain. He came out to challenge me, and he gave me the low blocker side, like I can see it right now, low blocker. So I didn't even take a second look. I looked once, and I just buried my head and fired. And I think what happened was he overplayed it, and it hit the inside of his pad, trickled through the net, and it was like slow mo. Like I didn't even go to the net for the rebound. I shot it, and I was skating in the corner, just watching to see if it would go in, and it just hit his pad and just rolled into the net. It was slow mo from the time I shot it. The time it went in, all I remember is turning, and I turned to see, you know, I raised my arms, and Pye, Jimmy Peachy just come over and just crash me. Where he goes, I just love you. Just, yeah, some of the things guys will say when something like that happens, it's pretty exciting.
Another great player on that team who came from St. Mary's was Andre Prebo,
who I think scored in every win in that Chatham series. And played, was a real physical presence. Sometimes when you play teams from the Western League, they can be a little bit tougher, and you need to, you know, sort of answer the bell. And Prevo was a player that was capable of that, and he played that role. He played that role very well. He gave a physical presence. He fought when he had to, and then scored some goals to boot. The last regular season game against Brantford. And what was going to happen was Stratford was going to play Brantford in the first round of the playoffs. And Brantford was a very dirty team, very physical and very dirty. They'd just come back from sitting out a one-year suspension for unruly behavior, which that's probably a bit of an understatement. Yeah. But they'd been almost maniacal, and the OHA had suspended the entire franchise for a year. Goalie from Tavistock, the name of Jeff Hill, had come out to cover a loose puck. Player came down the wing, his name was Tony Fernandez, and Fernandez skated right over top of Hill and just flattened him. Prevo came off the Stratford bench and went over to the Brantford bench and challenged not only the bench, but challenged Fernandez as well. The ref came over and sort of separated them. Prevo got loose and tried to drag Fernandez onto the ice, which was just unbelievable. The Brantford team had, you know, it was pretty tough, and for a player to come over and challenge a bench like that was pretty significant, and it said a lot about the way things were going to be played. What happened was the referee, guy by the name of Bob Beattie, gave both of them 10-minute misconducts. As they skated across the ice to the penalty box, Prevo was trying to get at Fernandez. When they got in the penalty box, Prevo climbed over the glass which separated the two penalty boxes, put his back against the door of the visitor's penalty box so nobody could get in, and then beat the daylights out of Tony Fernandez. And no one could get in the penalty box to help him. It was, you know, it's obviously enclosed. Prevo had his back against the door, and essentially he just pounded on him until he was done, and then opened the door, got out, and left the game. And there was very little heard from Brantford the rest of the year.
And now here's head coach of that team, Dennis Flanagan Jr., with his thoughts.
We had Ronnie White that year. Ronnie had a good year that year. That might have been Ronnie's last year, I think. And Ronnie was a good goal scorer for the Cullens and really good around the net. You get him inside the blue line, really knew how to find the back of the net. We had Rem Murray that year. We had Brandon Carper, John Wynn. And we had Jeff Hill in goal, and Jeff had played three good years with the Cullens and was a real good, steady goaltender. I think everyone will probably always remember Mike McLeod for the goal he scored in the seventh game in double overtime against Chatham. We had Chris McDonald from out east who played a couple of years with the Cullens, and we had Jamie Hartnett who played 4 years with the Cullens, who was really a good speedy centerman and was our captain that year, and really give the Cullens 4 good years of hockey as well. But it was a good makeup of a team. It was like the 85-86 team where it had a real good blend of skill. And
coming up next time on the program, we'll take a look back at one of the youngest Culleton teams to ever win a championship. I'm Henry Hatterline saying thank you for listening to the Stratford Culletons True Champions.